It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
It seems like it should be helpful if the nurse warns you, this is going to sting a little.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rena Miller, and with us now is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning.
We're calling this the language of pain. What made you think of this?
I've been doing some work about language and medicine, so where linguistics and medicine intersect, and there's some fascinating work that's being done here in a field called narrative medicine. And I've been reading studies about whether and how words matter in interactions between health practitioners and their patients. Mm-hmm. And I would make the argument that words matter a lot in these interactions as they do everywhere else. So one of the questions is, can the words we use actually affect the experience a patient has in terms of pain?
Well, of course they can. You're going to feel a little prick.
I mean, I always thought, well, it's nice to be warned.
I think so. But other people don't?
Well, there was this study done about whether we experience more pain if we're told to expect pain. And it does look like, in fact, we do. In this study, they were looking at what they call negative affective priming. And this is whether, if you hear something like the word pain, does it prime the pain receptors in your brain, that area of your brain gets activated, which would make you more prepared to experience pain? And it turns out that for the patients who were warned that they were going to get pain, this is going to sting, you're going to feel a prick, then you actually have a stronger feeling or experience of pain. Now, I think it can be hard to get your head around what else would you do. And there is the suggestion that you could, first of all, warn people a few minutes ahead of time, but not right before they're going to get a shot or you're going to draw blood. The other is to say something like, focus on the numbing sensation that you're about to feel or the cool sensation.
So I think it is better to be forewarned for me, because then I can act really tough when they say, this might hurt a little bit. No, it's not going to hurt me at all. But I can see where maybe with children that power of suggestion would be a bigger problem. But I want to know what's going to happen. I really do want to be warned.
Let me tell you about another fascinating study from 2013. This was published in the British Journal of Anesthesia. They did a study with women who had just had cesarean sections, and they had two groups, the pain group and the comfort group. I can tell you which group I would like to be in there. And they asked the women in these groups different questions. So the women in the pain group got questions about how much pain they were in. They used words like surgical trauma, worst pain imaginable, wound. And the women in the comfort group were asked questions about how comfortable were they. What was their level of comfort? How was the wound healing?
And how was that nitrous oxide?
And what happened was that they discovered that in the women in the comfort group, only 15% of them reported that they were experiencing pain. And the women in the pain group, 65% of them reported being in pain. And they asked for more pain medications.
You betcha.
And I read this and I thought, what an amazing difference. And it's just the phrasing of the question and this expectation of we're looking at how comfortable you are versus how much pain you're in.
Again, the power of suggestion.
And the power of language,
yeah,
as to how are you thinking about, and really how are you thinking about that pain as a bad thing or as part of the healing process.
Nurse, I'll have another. Thank you, Anne.
Thanks, Rena.